Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
The Chicago Blackhawks ride a three-game winning streak up here into the True North for a true test as they take on the Winnipeg Jets, now a Central Division power. The Hawks will need all of the good habits they've deployed in the past three games and more if they want to beat a Jets team who are one of the best in the NHL on home ice. Nikolaj Ehlers in Omaha blue line, stopped along the half boards, lost the puck. Seabrook put a pass up the right side. Ryan Hartman to Patrick Sharp over the Jets line to the left circle. Hinostroza shoots, he scores! Vinny Hinostroza! That's his 11th shot on goal since his recall from Rockford, and he rips it right along the ice past Hellebuck, and the Hawks take a 1-0 lead on the Jets up here in Winnipeg. Tommy Wingle's right wing corner. Carries beside the net, hands it in front to Bowman. He put it in behind and then tried to center. Now he got it to Wingles in the slot. He shoots, he scores! Tommy Wingles! Wingles takes a feed from Boma that originated down by the Jets net and standing near the top of the left circle. Wingles let it rip. It was under the glove of Hellebuck and into the back of the Jets net. 13:52 left in the first. It's 2-0 Hawks. Down to Little along the left half board. Made a pass back to the deep slot. This misses Laine. Ricochets down ice into the Jet zone. Kulikov back to the far corner. Gave the puck away to Patrick Kane. Dishes to the left point. Keith. He fires. He scores! It was deflected in front of the Jets net. It might have been Artem Anisimov. And the Hawks have taken a 3-0 lead on the Jets with 9:39 left in period number one. To Anisimov, Hawk blue line. He'll carry at the center ice, give the puck to Kane over the Jets line, right point. To Anisimov beside the right wing circle. Fed it down to the right wing corner to Schmaltz. Put it out to the deep slot, Murphy. Pounds a shot in on goal. Blocker save, rebound, score! It's Schmaltz to Kane in the right circle. He had Hellebuck leaning against the near post. He had 3/4 of a net to shoot at, and Kane doesn't miss from there. It's 4-0 in favor of the Hawks. A shot from the top of the left circle by Ehlers. He scores. It's a power play goal. No shutout tonight for Corey Crawford. That took the Jets 5 seconds. It's now 4-1 in favor of the Hawks with 14:25 left in the third period. Taves and Scheifele face off. Scheifele wins it to the line. Truba's got it to Morrissey along the left boards. He tried to send it in front. That's picked off by Seabrook. Quick pass, Kempney over the Jets line. Down the left wing. Rips it on goal. He scores! Michael Kempney with a blast over the left shoulder of Hellebuck. That one hit Nick the underneath side of the crossbar. Ends up in the back of the Jets net. You could call it the exclamation point. It's 5-1 in favor of the Hawks on Kempney's first goal of the season. Wingles clears the puck to center ice. We're looking at the end of the hockey game right here. 2 seconds, one, and the Hawks beat the Winnipeg Jets 5-1 here in Winnipeg. The Hawks have won 4 in a row and simultaneously have stopped the Winnipeg Jets' 7-game home winning streak. Corey Crawford is now 8-0-2 in his last starts for the Blackhawks.